Today, President Bush said he's disappointed that it will be January before the Senate takes up the nomination of Samuel Alito for the Supreme Court. The Judiciary Committee says it needs the time to go through Judge Alito's record. Alito's rulings on abortion are the subject of two commentaries we're featuring on this program. Yesterday, we heard from Kate Michelman, the former president of NARAL Pro-Choice America. She said Alito's writings indicate that he's out of touch with how his decisions will affect most Americans. Today, Danielle Crittenden argues that Judge Alito's rulings on abortion reflect the opinions of the majority of Americans.
For a long time, we've heard that the country is polarized about abortion. Pro-choice groups warn the appointment of Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court will divide us even further. The National Abortion Federation has branded Alito an extreme candidate who is clearly out of the mainstream. As evidence, these activists point to Alito's support of a spousal notification law, that is, a law that would require a wife to notify her husband of her decision to seek an abortion. The truth is, however, the country is not polarized over abortion. In fact, the majority of Americans agree about the issue. According to the last Gallup poll, 66% of Americans support abortion on demand in the first trimester. After that, support for abortion falls off, a decline that reflects the general consensus that a growing fetus is different from a wart, and the right to remove it should be subject to some limits. As for spousal notification, a full 73% of Americans favor it. Nor is Alito seen as a divisive or extreme figure by most people. More than half the country believes Alito's views are mainstream. Only a quarter of Americans regard his opinions as too extreme. Indeed, maybe the people guilty of polarizing the public are the very activists who have framed the debate on this issue for far too long. Those who insist that a woman should have the right to have an abortion for any reason and at any time in her pregnancy. And those who would deny a woman an abortion for any reason and at any time in her pregnancy. For this reason, the nomination of Judge Alito to the Supreme Court may be the best thing to happen to the abortion debate in decades. Alito has shown himself to be open to thoughtful and humane compromises on abortion, ones that balance a woman's right to control her body with the rights of the potential child and the rights of the father. Some experts in reproductive rights cases have noted that Alito's rulings on abortion are nuanced and do not support a pro-life agenda, whatever his private views may be. The facts support this as well. Out of the four abortion cases Alito ruled upon as an appeals court judge, he sided with the pro-choice argument three times. This is not extremism. Like Alito, most Americans are also open to thoughtful and humane compromises on abortion. Certainly we are all ready for a more thoughtful and humane debate. We may at last have one.
Danielle Crittenden is the author of What Our Mothers Didn't Tell Us, Why Happiness Eludes the Modern Woman. She writes a column online for The Huffington Post.